gatherings of dhikr, they're all very similar. The gatherings of dhikr, majlis of dhikr, we recite the similar kalimat, verses, we recite similar things. They look the same, but this is proven that in different places they have different impacts, different effects. The gatherings of dhikr, the kalimats that are different nights, different times, different moments in different months. The gatherings of dhikr, their impact and their effect changes. They keep changing. So always remember this, that if we're doing dhikr somewhere else, even this, that if you see that from leaving that masjid, we're doing this room, then there'll be different effects and impact of the dhikr of Allah. Yeah, the difference you'll see, you'll different peace, different emotions, different feelings. Because here, the walls, the floor, the room that we're sitting in, the environment we're sitting in, then they become happy, they rejoice that upon us or around us, the dhikr of Allah is taking place. And the mashaykh, the honorable mashaykh, regularly when they move around, when they travel, they change the environment. This reason, that place testifies, bears witness with that individual that he sat here and he did dhikr of Allah, he remembered Allah here next to us. Then in the hereafter, they will present them as witnesses that these places, those environments will come, that those people, they revived us, made us alive with the dhikr of Allah. So can anyone think like this? That in a place, will dhikr have ever taken place here since the masjid was made 30, 40 years will have passed. So how sad this place will be, one wall behind there, everything's happening. But all these things are alive. They're all alive. And they have understanding, they have awareness that behind this wall, there's worship, everything's coming out. And this room, this portion of the masjid had lost out. So Allah Ta'ala has revived its destiny and fortune, this part of the masjid. For the Sufis, they should know these points. Sufis, if you look around, you should benefit the world and benefit others. And populate your homes with dhikr, muraqabat, dhikr. You should definitely do in your home. Sit down in your rooms, in your homes. Because in every house there are jinnat. Remember this, jinn. There are two types of jinn. One are the pious jinn and one are the ones who are not good, spoilt. So in any house, when the dhikr of Allah doesn't take place, salah doesn't take place, prayer, worship, dhikr of Allah, then the khabis, wretched, dark jinnat of one where there's songs and music, television, big screens and voice of the volume of TV. Then the other jinn, the spoiled ones, the sinful ones, they get strength from that. And then when they get strength from that, then in that house, those people who live there, then they spoil their iman, decrease their iman, they spoil their children. They think, what's happening with us? What's happening? Why is our life disturbed and imbalanced? Because we, in that environment in our home, we have brought up the children, the family amongst jinnat. And in those homes where, I'm telling you the right, honest facts here, in those homes where dhikr has taken place, Allah's dhikr takes place, like online we do dhikr, the dhikr spreads out. There's such a great kalimat, verses that don't ask, that I'm telling you with evidence, in those homes where dhikr takes place, they're jinnat, they're happy, they're rejoicing. And this is where the online dhikr is heard around the world. So in your homes, you should also morning and evening make sure this takes place. This is not empty. This is a massive, massive bounty, treasure that the Naqshbandi order is alive, is being distributed. Yes? And every sheikh's, mashallah, effect and color is coming there. His effect, his impact, his fares, his blessings, it's unique, it comes there. So remember this point. Very, very great achievement in the world right now. So in the homes, in your families, in your household, do your dhikr yourself at home. Don't just do dhikr at home, do it at home. Your mamulat, your personal dhikr, do it at home. And be in front of your children, around your family. You'll see how changes come into your home. Because the jinnat, yes, and in that, this is also the case that many jinn become Muslim in that environment. They bring iman into their lives if they're not believers already. And then those people, those jinns that are already Muslims, when they hear these witnesses, they get stronger in their iman and it overwhelms them. They give dua that you have improved our offspring, the jinnat say. You have changed our offspring. So there are different places, different impact, effects of dhikr. In that home where you see fighting, quarreling, distress, sadness, and fitna, fasad, disorder, confusion, tribulation. Best cure is that revive and start doing dhikr in those homes. And revive the dhikr of Allah in that house. Yes, and mashallah, you'll see the great impact of that. So in different places, different physical places, there are different effects, impact. Like we do dhikr in different places, we go, we travel sometimes, alhamdulillah. We will go also in the future. So go and attend those gatherings, if you have permission. Sometimes I go myself, but go there and join. A very great reward from home to that masjid where the gathering of dhikr is. Everything in the way, on the way, will be a witness for you. How much reward you'll get for that? How much, imagine. And with pride, they will say the nature and the environment. They will say that a dhakir who's remembering Allah passed by me. The roads will testify to you. The one who does dhikr of Allah, the dhakir, we think it's common, but the makhluk, the creation, that when they see a dhakir in the world, they see his nur, light wandering around the world. These are hadith on these points. Hadith on these points are dhakir. The dhikr is not a minor action. A human being who remembers Allah inside him, there's light and it shines and it glows around him wherever he goes. Our asbaq, the lessons we have in the Naqshbandi order. Isme dhat, Allah's name, it's inside, it's rotating, it's moving, it's light. So different places doing dhikr on different nights, different moments, different months. Today the day is passing, these days of Shaban. It's similar, the nights physically, but how do we think that it's a minor, this month of Shaban? The rahmas and mercies that are descending now in Shaban, Allah's karam, bounty, treasures, mercy that's descending now in Shaban, we cannot imagine Allah's bounties. We cannot imagine the mercies of Allah that are descending right now. In the Khanka, I've stayed in the Khanka during these blessed months before in the olden days. And what the walis of Allah, the walis in the Shaban, their habits. Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, when he did dhikr, 2-3 hours we would do dhikr. And sat on palm straw mats, mashallah, there was no light. And it was dry mud walls we used to sit within. But the impact was massive. It wasn't that automatically the effects of those who do dhikr, remember Allah, they get great impact inside them, enjoyment. Shaban's dhikr, the majalis gatherings, my friends, don't leave these gatherings. Never lose out. I'm giving you a message clear. Don't leave these gatherings. You will regret. We will regret. Oh, if only, why did I not attend the majlis of dhikr in Shaban? The nights of Shaban and the dhikr of Allah majlis gathering, and it's Naqshbandi teacher, Naqshbandi order, and it's from the Quran you are reciting. And we don't go to the gathering over a minor excuse. If I tell you this point right now, pay attention to what I'm saying. That you should drag people physically to the gathering of dhikr on minor small excuses. Don't leave the gathering of dhikr. Come running. It's raining or it's cold. I'm shivering. I can't come. Come. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Allah brings you here, invites you here. Second point is this. And be very careful of one thing. With Shaban is passing and it's more or less gone, isn't it? The night that is to come in this week, in a few days, today is what, Tuesday, Wednesday, what's today? This Thursday night is coming, the night of Jummah. This is a great, momentous night, the 15th night of Shaban. The dhikr of Allah on this night, don't ever miss this dhikr. Remember, definitely reach there, I tell you right now. May Allah Ta'ala allow me to arrive, otherwise what do I know, I might get sick, unwell, or something could happen. But we must reach there. Me and you must definitely arrive to that gathering. Let's do dua to Allah. Allah, please give us, bestow us, grant us the night, the dhikr in that 15th night of Shaban, the majlis that we have. Allah, please allow us to be included and join that gathering. Yes. Dunya comes, angels, malaika, jinnat, everything in creation. Don't ask what creatures do not arrive to this gathering. And they are preparing to join the gathering. Let's go there. Sheikh Farooqi is doing dhikr there. Let's go. Allahu Akbar. And they say the name when they go. They say the name when they go. So popular, this famous, this dhikr gathering of ours is popular around the world with Allah's fadl, His grant, His mercy. So if you don't come, how sad. How sad. For whom the dhikr is being done? It's for you, is it? It's being done for me and for you. So definitely on Thursday night, night of Friday, don't be lazy. Come definitely. Definitely attend, inshallah. Then we'll sit together, assemble together and do dhikr. So today, tonight's dhikr is great as well. Massive. What is it today? We are not doing dhikr in a normal place. We're doing in another portion, another place. So we are guests of this room, alhamdulillah. So we will get the nur, the specific, unique light, the windows here, the walls, all the furniture that's around here is happy, jumping up and down. The dhikr is done in our midst today. In our midst today. And in this dhikr, take the enjoyment, mashallah, and be happy. Be happy by coming to dhikr of Allah. Allah has invited us, sent us to His gathering of dhikr. This is the greatest benefit. This is the greatest benefit that we have arrived to this gathering of dhikr. Yes, yes, that, oh, looking for piety, khilafah, being a deputy, pious. Forget all of that. Forget all of that. When we go to Allah, Allah will just say, you sat in my gathering of my remembrance. That's it. And the people of dhikr, Allah will say, were you this? Who's Khalifa? Who's his deputy? What did he do? What did he do? That ain't gonna run in the after. Just the fact is that, who is the person who remembered me? Allah will ask them. And who was mad and crazy in love with the dhikr of Allah? Allah will say, tell me who is that person. Everyone, just with the name of Allah, Allah will recognize people and distinguish amongst the people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so just by chance, this came into my passion and I shared these points with you because mashallah, very illuminated gathering this is. I can feel it. I can see it. I can see it. So I shared these points. We're just sat in a small room, but the enjoyment I'm getting right now, you cannot imagine how much enjoyment Allah's karam bounty is happening right now in this gathering, in this place. Okay, so recite Durood Sharif and Allah's given us ability, determination. According to that, let's do dhikr of Allah. And I will say this again, that even your women folk, invite them to do dhikr. In some places we have majalis, women folk. They gather together in different cities, different regions. And mashallah, now I think everyone's listening to me right now in the different cities and areas. My voice is going out in the khankas, people are sitting. So your women folk, sisters, tell them where the dhikr takes place, the women gatherings, and arrive there. In those places that we have halaqa for the sisters, for the women in Bolton, send your women there. Go and do dhikr there in those gatherings. And there are majalis there of the dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah. Invite them there. Send them there. Our sisters, respected sisters, allow them to travel. Go there. It's not just us who do it. So be careful of this and prepare for this as well. In your homes, the sisters, tell them there's our gatherings taking place. Our own gathering, like online. Otherwise, if there's a gathering, the specific one for the sisters, send them there so they can also learn and do dhikr of Allah.